Talking with the Warrior of the Week, Christian Jesus Torres, who's part of the Security Forces out of Vance Air Force Base. Christian, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing awesome. Tell me about you. Where are you from and what's your story?
All right. So I was born in San Diego, California on a Navy base. And I grew up most of my life in Okinawa, Japan, Camp Kinzer.
Mm-hmm.
So coming from over there was pretty awesome. I got to meet a lot of new people, a lot of different culture out there. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed it.
So you spent, so how many years? I mean, your entire childhood, growing up, going
I spent
to high school?
8 years.
8 years?
8 years over there.
Uh-huh.
So elementary and middle school,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what? Where did you go from that point?
No, I went to Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay.
Camp Lejeune.
Excellent. All righty. Well, your dad being the Marine, that makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So how did you, when did you join the military?
I joined, was it 2 weeks after graduation, 2017.
Okay. And it was just the thing to do because of dad or?
That and Jacksonville, North Carolina was.
Right. Yeah, you're, yeah, I understand. You're looking, yeah.
You're looking to get out of there.
Okay. Trying to figure out the route. So now you're a military police officer. How did you get into the security forces?
Well, ever since I was little, I've always wanted to do something with law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So just a big accomplishment to be in the military and to be a police officer in the military.
So. Right. And you've been here for 3 years, so you're no stranger to Enid. So
it's nice. I love it.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes. Really friendly over here.
Very cool. And it says here you're into skateboarding. You picked a great time to move to Enid to be into skateboarding. Even this weekend, we're doing an event downtown.
Yes, sir. Heard all about it. My friend on base.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about it, so I'm ready to get down there and
Have you seen the skateboarding park yet?
Oh yes, sir. I go there almost every day after work.
All right. So what's your forte? What do you like doing on the skateboard?
I like street, but the skate park is nice. So they have like this little round rail that's been bullying me for like 3 months. Like my hands are bruised and everything. I'm just trying to 50-50 it, but board slides and tail slides are my favorite thing to do on that rail.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this little spine in the middle of the park.
Yeah.
So after you board slide, you just go up, do a little tail slide or tail stall,
mm-hmm.
come back down, get back on the box, do 50-50, shove it out. That's like my go-to line.
Yeah. So when you get back to the base after you're doing that, do some of your commanding officers or folks above you kind of go, what were you thinking, Christian?
Yeah,
be careful. Okay.
My sergeant's like, yo, you need to stop. I was like,
yeah.
I can't. It's fun. It's,
I understand. They do the same thing to me doing the radio thing, going, you're going to do what this weekend? You better come back with all your fingers. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, man, I appreciate you. Let's look forward. Are you going to do the entire career in the Air Force?
Oh, yes, sir.
20 years? Okay. And then at that point, you'll be a young man when you retire. You're going to be a chief master sergeant. I could see that, or senior. What will be the next step? And I know that's probably an unfair question. You want to just do law enforcement till you can't anymore, or?
No, the main goal is to beat my father's rank.
That's why I want to
be senior or chief.
I gotcha. Well, I bet you he's a pretty proud Marine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, very cool. Christian, thank you for what you're doing. I'm glad we got people like you, not only in the Air Force protecting us, but with the security forces, that extra step in keeping Enid safe and keeping the base safe, too. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your support.